Hello there, and welcome to Arab Thoughts. Please follow and share our page to receive more content that helps support us. Thank you, and enjoy.
We're not doing cut.
Did we start? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, y'all don't know, but we forgot the intro, so we ended up stopping it, but we can't remember the intro.
How about I just go on to our old... Actually,
that's that would be... They don't know that, though.
Yeah, it's too much work. Yeah.
Do they know
I have to... Ibrahim, I have to find our podcast. I can't seem to find it on the thing. He's the one who's managing it right now.
But what? I can link it to you, my friend.
Send me a link, little boy.
Ibrahim is... How do I say this?
Oh, yeah, we should play some golf. No, so, who's the host tonight? I wonder.
yeah. I like it too, y'all. So now y'all... Also, we're available now on Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Spotify, and Anchor.
Oh, shit.
We're big out. Like that.
We're out
moving up in the world.
Moving up in the world.
We're probably the only Arabs to ever do a podcast.
that's a complete utter lie.
Right, we'll be the only successful ones.
Bro,
only 16-year-olds.
Only people that do podcasts are white vegans that live in California.
Okay. let's not talk about that, please. I don't think they want to listen to us.
Excuse me, sir. You're being kind of racist towards my kind.
Ibrahim is a Californian.
Californian.
Even that, we love people from California. No, we really don't. But we don't have anything against them.
Actually, who is from California? It seems like everyone
if
just
not
moves
from
California.
I think there was one Asian kid who claimed to be from California, and he was just who's confusing.
If you're not from LA, are you really from California?
Or if you're from SoCal, what are you? You're like not gangsta at all. You're like
this dude at our school. I'm not gonna name him. He said he used to live in California. I'm like, who's moving from California to Virginia though?
Actually, Virginia's banging, bro.
It is expensive over there.
Well, the good thing about Virginia is that we have the Why are we telling them where we are? Well, we're in Virginia.
Virginia is huge.
The thing is with Virginia is that we have a mix of that northern quickness, but we have that southern hospitality. So.
Ooh, my bad.
All right, we cannot. We don't make enough money to have to pay companies for using their songs.
It's on. If it's as long as it's under 5 minutes, we're good.
That's fine.
I thought it was like 5 seconds.
Yeah, me too.
I thought it was 30.
No, it's five.
For safety reasons.
We're going to play for half a second.
And for reasons for us not to get our Robinhood portfolios taken. Just not play anything.
Why would they take
it? Maybe they seize it.
Because that's the first thing they're seizing.
Yeah, we should get like sponsored by Robert Hood.
we actually have referral codes, well, 8 and 9, but
I have referral codes too. What do you think?
I mean, unless
let us make you rich. Let us make you rich.
Tomorrow the market isn't open, right?
Nope. Martin Luther King Jr., happy holiday, guys. I don't know what to say to that one.
Merry Junior Day?
Happy Dream Day.
Because it's not his birthday. Oh, yeah. Is it his birthday? Isn't it his birthday?
Oh, never mind. Wish mine.
Bro, we sound so uncultured.
I mean, we're not really American like that. We're Americans, but we're not American like that.
I don't think they're going to care if you know his birthday or not. How do you know him?
I don't think most of the population knows his birthday off the top of their head.
Figure.
I don't think most of the population even knows who he is. They know he was a civil rights activist. What did he do?
You know, most of the population does not know where certain states are.
Most people are just like, Europe's
Europe
and all that.
Bro, they don't even
point at a country and call it Europe, or point at a country and call it Africa.
The second president was.
I don't know who the second president was.
I don't even know.
Like,
John Adams. I know the first and the third. Second's kind of relevant.
You know the first and the third.
Second? I know the first and the 13th, and then the last three that we've had.
I know Abe, my guy.
Bro, I can't remember our current president, bro.
Bush, Obama, and the orange guy.
I remember Abe and the dude who got shot in his car.
Abe is actually like my favorite president out of all of them, honestly.
The guy who
let's go back to a time where presidents were getting
assassinated. Okay,
bro, y'all remember when Trump was like had a threat of an assassination happening?
Oh no. You know what I forgot about? When this
but that guy, was... he got impeached, though. He got impeached for the final time.
Yeah, I remember when this dude
was the final time. It's actually
he this didn't time, speak right? with Trump. That shit was wild. Man's really threatened to kill himself.
Who?
Some random dude made a video on YouTube that went viral.
Don't mind me, guys. I'm eating a chili tamarind snack. It's kind of good.
It's kind of good.
Yeah.
Sweet. Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, bro.
Wait, we can't sing
that song. Come on.
Okay, so, we were talking last weekend, and we were talking about like a bunch of space stuff, Ahmed Waleed and I, and we were like, "Dang, we should have been recording a podcast." So, like, we had some really good.
Wait! Time out.
Yes,
Ahmed Waleed and I wasn't here.
No. You weren't here. You didn't join. That's on you.
Yeah, we were talking to you, trying to get you to join, but you were doing something. You were caught up in prior arrangements.
You guys can't see this, but he left our call.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, definitely connectivity issues.
It better be, or you'll never see him again.
Okay. Well, welcome to the podcast of three, guys. Hope you
hear Arab thoughts. It's Arab think. No, I'm playing with y'all.
Well, it's Arab thoughts, but the spelling may differ.
Ooh, hypothetical.
Hypothetically speaking, are cows gay? Okay.
See, okay. He can't stay away. We're like magic to him.
Oh yeah, I got his viewers from across the world.
Shut up. Please contain yourself, sir. Contain yourself. Yes, please.
Kid. Kill him.
Or right. Just don't marry your wife.
All right.
But it's wrong to kill him. I can't kill him. Just make sure he gets into art school. That's it.
Make sure he gets a painting sold.
Well, Waleed, okay, we got to think about something real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Wait. What's the question?
Who's going to die? Who's dying?
What's the question?
Who's he going to kill?
Oh, yeah, which group of people is he going after?
Hey, hold on.
Yeah. Wait, it's a serious question. Which group of people is he going after?
Another Hitler fan.
All right, Waleed, hear me out.
I mean, we are having slight overpopulation problems.
Yeah, natural selection needs to take its course, all right? Come on, man.
Oh, you spitting.
See what I'm... Yeah. If you gotta
eat... All I'm saying is just cannibalism.
Yeah, eat
it solves overpopulation and world hunger.
Isn't that crazy?
My man spitting facts.
My child.
Yeah, it's all right. Natural selection, bro. I'll be helping the art.
Listen. There's 6 billion people in this world. 7 billion. There we go.
Almost 8.
And how, what? 20 million is not even really a dent.
That's nothing.
I'm okay with having that on my contract. No.
If he only kills 20 million, he's slacking.
I'm gonna have to help him up his freaking joke.
All I'm saying is that kid knee ratio is.
Actually, wait, hold on. He's an extremist. Well, I mean,
Okay. All right. Well, guys, this kid's dying. All right, hold on. They'll be martyrs and they'll go straight to heaven. You didn't think about that, did you? Didn't think about that. I mean, all right, Waleed, back to my point. Natural selection, isn't it? You know what I'm saying? But, okay, for real though, you're going to go to hell for killing someone though. So, I'd rather not.
Hypothetically, you.
How am I going to be held accountable for the sins of others?
Yeah, that's still wrong, though. You can't take someone out because you think he's a bad person. Like, I can't go around killing people. But what? Imagine if that was a fake dream, bro, and you just killed a kid for no reason. Like, imagine if you're off the pricks.
You're like,
and you're like, oh, shoot, this kid. I've seen it in my vision.
Wait, hypothetically, Hitler, if you go back in time and kill him as a child, would you be wrong for that?
Actually, I wouldn't. This is okay. There's no reason why. There's a reason why I wouldn't do it. We would have so many more people in the world that overcrowding would be the biggest issue, and COVID would be a really bad thing right now. So.
Oh my gosh. Why?
If those people hadn't died.
Natural
selection. I don't have any Jews in my family.
Well, maybe you did, and then they got offed, and then now you don't have
them. Do I look Jewish to you? There's no Jewish look, but I have no Jewish in me, for real.
Well, actually, there is a Jewish lifestyle, is if you're very rich, then you're Jewish.
Jewish people are very successful. Stop saying that.
We can't cap on that. Jewish people are very successful.
No, they're smart.
Okay, bro. No. See,
this
is... Doesn't count, but you have a different language.
What do you mean it doesn't count?
No.
No. I'd rather
my own baby
Hitler or the actual baby Hitler.
Bro, I'm not trying to go to hell, bro.
I mean, I'll kill a baby.
Why are you killing the baby, though?
We have overcrowding, buddy. It would solve a lot of problems.
It still doesn't change anything. I can't kill someone because he's a bad person. Like, that's still wrong.
Yeah, cool. And I'll go to H&M hockey stick for killing people.
But nothing has happened bad from him. Even if he's killed two people, I can't kill him. That's not my job.
Waleed, look at me. Listen to me.
I'm saying no. I'm passing on this.
The reason I'm passing would be probably immoral to a lot of people, but it would solve a lot of the world's problems.
So you're saying,
just dipped. As long as it's like not controlled around one group of people, it's just random selection murder. Hey, follow along in.
So you're saying, would I kill a baby?
To the worst map.
Would I?
Yeah.
Kill a baby.
Oh, hold on. Just to clarify, Sonic will kill a baby regardless if it's Hitler or not. But back to the subject.
We're saying it's your kid though. That's the difference.
You can't put my business on the pod like that.
We really kind of do, so we gotta let certain people know that you're a child murderer.
Bro, he's killed at least 4 babies so far.
Wait, hold on. Do you remember at the field when he kicked that?
And a kid, bro. He was a
baby. He almost murked this child. No, I told him he's an actual baby. Yeah,
shut up.
Yep. You don't want your kid? Just as long as he's already alive? Good. I got you.
Bro, that dad would have destroyed you.
The way how fast that, if y'all saw how fast that ball was going, if that had hit that little baby's infant's head, I don't think the baby's neck would exist.
No, imagine that dad dropped him. Like, imagine you get scared, right? So you drop whatever's in your hand.
If that, he dropped it, that's his fault.
Yeah, like he shot as hard as he could.
Let me just say this.
Listen. Your excuse.
I've gotten much better in my shooting ever since then.
So this time it's gonna hit the baby.
Back then I used to kick my toes. Now
I kick with baby's heads.
But I didn't kick the. I didn't hit the baby. I hit the baby.
His aim is better. You hit that.
My aim was beautiful, though. Let me just say, that accuracy was.
Bro, so you were aiming for them.
Maybe I was. You don't know that. Don't ask.
Hey, let's get back to child murder.
Well, weren't we on that?
I mean, yeah. But that's excluding the rest of us.
Oh, yeah, true. We only had one child murder here. All right, sick.
I wouldn't kill the baby. I'd kick the ball at him. Wouldn't kill him.
I am even an airhead now.
Gotta use the fact because he trained.
I've decided that I don't care anymore and I'm gonna gain as much weight as I want to. I'm just kidding.
If you had the chance to kill Hitler, like if there was a Hitler right now, if you were living in the time of Hitler and you had the chance to kill him, would you do it?
No. If I knew that those people in the future would make everyone else die, more people would die if we let them live.
Oh, no, at that point, he's far gone.
There's a couple of speculations that way, like Jewish people. A Jewish girl did break his heart. He tried to profess his love to her. She said, nah.
All right, but hear me out. How can someone go from art school to killing millions of people? Like,
I mean, it's two creative things.
Okay. All right.
He really found his art. He really found his way in that
one. I don't believe that in that art school tale, bro. This man, there's no way. No. This man was not an artist, bro. This man was just... They could be capping, though. Do y'all think he was still alive? Because some people do think that he was still alive.
I don't think he would have survived. The suicide story is actually really bad. He,
like in Argentina or some shit?
He couldn't be alive. I'd probably be dead by now.
I mean, he's dead by now, obviously, but do you think he survived there?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
He actually might have.
He could do it. He could pull it off.
Bro, that man's a hustler. Maybe he is.
Yeah, he survived it. So I'm like,
he shot himself, right? They found the body.
But they committed the bodies, and the bodies were too burned to see anything. Like you couldn't.
He might have been alive.
Yeah, this man definitely did some stuff, and back then they didn't have DNA tests or anything like that, so he probably did, bro. He probably did. And they didn't find the bodies after, like, to DNA.
Today's test episode out. Was actually supposed to be about space,
supposedly,
and now it became about Hitler. Thanks, Paul. Who is a Hitler enthusiast?
Hmm.
How many, Waleed, how old are you, fam? My man's seen World War III. He's like, oh, shoot. Oh, you're Hitler. I can see it from the forehead, not gonna lie. sure. Oh, so you're gonna have a kid that's Hitler. All right, good luck killing him. Tell me if you need help.
So, okay, back to today's actual thing. Ibram, present your whatever you're doing.
Your thesis.
We don't need it anymore.
My thesis.
So, guys, what did y'all do today? Let's talk about our lives. Ooh.
Well, apart from killing babies, Sadiq and I went to a very nice stroll across town.
Seriously?
Yeah. Right, Sadiq?
Wait, huh?
The thing is, because me and Sadiq were together all day today.
Yo, fam. I didn't think that was you.
All right. I didn't think it was you either.
You can
I knew I was happy. Hey, hold on. Hey.
Hey, brother.
Hey, brother. Only for nighttime. Muhammad, turn that thing off or I turn your life off. I was speaking to my brother, don't worry.
Yeah. He's fine if he's speaking to his brother.
Turn it off.
I mean, like, yeah.
Alright, can we play let's play some Among Us and talk and just like, yeah. Let's play Among Us like two rounds.
Because we didn't have Sadiq for this discussion. Sadiq, we were saying, what if all of us were to go to space right now for 5 years? Would you do it? So we would all be on the...
Wouldn't you come back and everybody would be like old as hell?
That would be time moving, my friend.
I mean, it wouldn't be a real big deal. Would you be young?
Yeah, you would have aged 5 years.
No, I would be hyped.
I'd be hype. I'd be like, I'm the new man on the block. I still got my new stuff. Look at me. I'm
that
still
means, all cool. I still got like 60 more years, and it's like 2050 already. No. I know what you're saying. Like, we will look we will be basically in our, like, let's just say, 20s, and everyone else will be in their 40s that we left behind, right? No, but that's what Sadiq's saying, right?
That's what he's trying. We're throwing logic out of the window, to be honest. We're just saying
how
it would work.
Sucked into a wormhole or something. The wormhole, like, it hasn't been studied, so.
A wormhole is too hot to survive. It's hotter than the surface of the sun. That's why, actually, the wormholes are very hot, that's why they're black. After a certain point, heat, everything becomes black. That's why it's black. It's black, right?
No one has been inside it. No one has been inside it, so they can't be sure. It's a theory until proven.
Yeah, I don't know, a light hole.
Yeah,
light
hole. Yeah, light hole. Yo, do y'all know there are also white holes?
White holes are the opposite side of a black hole.
Yeah.
Well, I don't, like...
they're really out here chilling with portals. It's crazy.
I know a supernova, actually.
Yeah, I know this. It's a star exploding.
Yo, y'all know what's crazy?
Don't pull up.
The Earth, like the crust, the mantle, and all that stuff, is just a theory. We don't actually know for sure.
Because actually, you can't really go through it.
We don't actually know for sure. It's just a theory. Oh, so you're telling me I can't... No. You can't.
we take a second to admire Michael Jackson being able to spit fire without a beat and still sound super lyrical? Hold on.
What?
Where did that tie into him having good vocals? I mean, yeah, in general, yeah.
You know what sucks the most?
He had vitiligo.
Yep. It's very black. Theoretically. But that's theoretical. That's what I'm saying. Like, none of that has been proven. Which is pretty close. No. Yeah, that's pretty close time span wise. Like the Earth has been around how many billions of years? How many? 4.6. Yeah, so that's like nothing in the whole general time continuum thing. It's a short period of time for it to like, if it's moving towards us, it'll get to us pretty fast compared to like the time spectrum. I mean, unless we get sucked into that wormhole. Yeah. Yeah. But 400,000 years is the only, that's because we can find things relating to us being alive then. But we could have been alive way before that. But they just can't find evidence. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the only evidence they can find. So like, we could have been alive prior to that, but they just can't find evidence of it. Like, imagine if they just packed up and went to Mars. Mars had a volcano. It had water. It had everything for life. Sustaining stuff. But that's all planets, though. Yeah, and there were volcanoes on it as well. Like, this thing could have sustained life, possibly. But, like, some stuff went wrong. They got closer to the sun. And, yeah. That's weird, though. That doesn't make sense. So that must have meant that Mars was probably close to where Earth is right now. And Earth was further back, and when Earth moved up, it was able to sustain life. But Venus, but Mars now can't. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, Mars could have been in the place where Earth is, and it was sustaining life. But when it shifted forward closer to the sun, now it can't, but Earth can. So what if Earth shifts forward next and another planet now sustains life? That could be what happens. Like, once we use all the materials in Earth, the Earth somehow like shifts up, and now it can't sustain life, just like Mars, and another planet shifts up and is now the Earth, basically. That could be crazy. We're talking science, so they left.
When logic comes in, I leave.
All right. Let's stop talking science. That much science. Let's talk theoretical questions. No. All right, I have a dilemma for you guys.
Ooh, I like dilemmas. Let's hear it. Right, see, we come back when there's a problem. We like problems.
All right. So, this is called the Robin Hood Dilemma. You're an eyewitness to a crime. A man has robbed a bank, but instead of keeping the money for himself, he donates it to the poor orphanage that can now afford to feed, clothe, and care for its children. You know who committed the crime. If you go to the authorities with the information, there's a good chance the money will be returned to the bank, leaving a lot of kids in need. What do you do?
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that for me?
Oh, gosh. Dang it. Okay. Hey, man. You're an eyewitness. That's what I'm saying.
Who said it on my phone? Maybe I'm using my brain. Maybe just using my brain. You don't know me.
I know you.
Back to your point.
I'm outside of your window. All right.
On the second floor, you must be flying. Mashallah.
I'm in the corner of your
room. I can levitate. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm that jacket that you think is a jacket, but it's actually.
I'm that closet that you think is moving. Oh, wait.
Speak of the devil.
All right. So. You are an eyewitness to a crime. Okay. A man has robbed a bank, but instead of keeping the money for himself, he donates it to a poor orphanage that can now afford to feed.
Hold on. Okay. Stop right before he donates it. I didn't see nothing.
All right, but hold on. I gotta say the whole thing. Then
I still didn't see nothing. Okay.
Okay. I lost my place. All right. You know, I'm restarting the whole thing.
Okay. Okay. Listen, you were at the part where he starts donating all the money to.
But now whatever. The people listening have probably forgotten what I said, so I'm going to just repeat the whole thing.
Okay, then. See, that's the problem with Ibrams. They're not reliable.
Yeah, you literally cut me off halfway through. You could have just...
The memory cards on the Ibrams are expired. We got to buy a new one. I'm sorry, y'all. All
right, I'm going to read it now. All right, so you're an eyewitness to a crime. A man has robbed a bank, but instead of keeping the money for himself, he donates it to a poor orphanage that can now afford to feed... clothe and care for its children. You know who committed the crime. If you go to the authorities with the information, there is a good chance the money will be returned to the bank, leaving a lot of kids in need. What do you do?
See, banks, there's FICA. Not FICA. What was it? The thing that's all banks insuring your money.
FDIC.
The FDIC. There we go. I don't know why I thought of FICA. That's really weird.
They don't insure the bank, by the way. They only insure the people.
They only insure the people. They insure people, not the bank. The bank is okay. The bank can go away. I don't care. Everybody still gets to keep their money except for the bank, which was already scamming people. So, and a whole bunch of kids don't starve. I'm cool with it.
What about the bank employees that now lost their job?
There's other banks. There's other jobs. They can go work at the orphanage. God.
Okay.
In one bank, how many employees are there? 25, maybe? At the most, 25. That's 25 more people to our America's horrible job thing. I don't even know about.
25 has 4 kids. That's 100 kids not being able to be fed for a while.
Honestly, if they worked at a bank, they're eating good.
Honestly.
And most bankers don't have kids. If you've seen a banker, their souls are missing.
Okay. Not just bankers. You've got tellers. You've got
people. Their souls are also missing. I don't even know. Even the ATM, it sucks your soul out slowly. Honestly, that's why I don't go to ATMs. Cashback only. I don't know. I don't like using them.
Actually, I wouldn't, because it's banks are indirectly tied to the government. Like, and it's kind of the government's fault that the kids are going through that. So, if you're put in a situation where you have to steal or
I have an idea that
we're living in that altogether. Live, I'm not snitching.
All right, you know what? That was too easy. I'm gonna give y'all a different one.
Let me think of one after Waleed.
Where? Just the entire U.S.?
Say that again. My phone's actually turned off. I just didn't hear what you said.
How about one law? One law you take out, one law you put in.
I mean, we commit too many crimes, allegedly. Like, the law really doesn't apply to us anymore, allegedly.
Okay. Allegedly. So, allegedly, this one individual may or may not have found a way to, allegedly, avoid taxes.
I would make, like, yeah. Okay, I would do it like how the UAE does.
Allegedly, legally.
Yeah, that's why I said no income tax.
Bro, there's one retarded law, I'm sorry to say.
There's one really easy way you can avoid
There's
taxes.
One really, really bad law.
Really stupid. Use that better word.
Yeah, there's one.
You're telling me not to say bad word.
Bro, retarded isn't bad. Retarded means slowed down or stopped. That's what I'm using it in. It's a slowed down law. All right, so hear me out.
Slows down the movement of society.
You go to sleep in your car, like, imagine if someone...
Wait. Since when?
You didn't know that? It's illegal to sleep in your car in the United States.
It's not?
Yeah,
it is.
It's illegal.
Why?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. You're
it's illegal
just
to sleep in your own... Like,
it's illegal to give head in North Carolina.
Okay.
We didn't need to know that in our family.
Why do you know that? Why?
He doesn't want to live in California. That's why.
So I take that law out.
I said North Carolina, not California.
Whatever it is, California. North Carolina's kind of nice.
I put a law in.
What law?
The law that I would put in is to make sure that it is illegal to flip and post a story saying, "Hey, don't hit me up, guys. I'm
don't hit me, guys. Only the real ones know."
Yeah, like
the real ones know, then just don't respond.
Yes, it pisses me off. Just do it on your like private where you have only the people that you want to talk to on. Like, why do I need to see this?
I don't even know what to say anymore because these people can be pissed.
My man turned into a hair.
Listen, guys, I have a hard time speaking English. Actually, yes, I do have a hard time speaking English.
He came to America when he was 19. He's now 17. Don't worry about it. Allegedly.
I was born here, but then I went back, and then I came back. It's a long story, but nah. It's just that I hate, like...
You know what we gotta do? We gotta tell some alleged stories on the podcast.
That would be like its own little like chapter thing.
Oh.
Oh yeah. By the way, that is alleged. That we don't. No one really knows if that ever really happened. It's just a rumor. We definitely were not there.
All right.
Okay, so here's an alleged story.
Okay.
Allegedly.
That's from Ahmed. It's about to be your husband.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are we talking about the, yes. So, let me tell you all a secret. So... Not a secret, an alleged story. That's a better word. An alleged story. I was in Sudan a couple summers ago. We had went to, what's it called? What was it called? Ashuhada, which is this like little, it's in Umdurman. It's this.
Oh, I know what that is.
Ashuhada, yeah, it's like that tech marketplace. That's a bunch of technology and like some types of furniture. It's part of Sug Umdurman. Suga doesn't mean it means store, but also means like marketplace. So I went there because I had just gotten an iPhone, and the thing is with iPhone in Sudan, they're not verified there yet. At this time, I don't think they are still. and I had just gotten my iPhone 6 Plus, right? And I couldn't really open it, so I had to get it, like, opened with both my friend's number who was here in the States. I was just there on a trip, so I was just there for a small amount of time. But if I wanted to download any apps, I would have to get them there. So a dude would have to hook something up to my phone and download, like, random stuff. And it worked, and it really did work. And there's nothing wrong with it. He's not really a hacker for real. So it works, right? So I'm getting all this stuff. I'm getting all these games that are, like, with all the coins and stuff. I'm vibing. I'm looking around. I look outside. I see this man, like, take his razor blade and slice this dude's pocket without him even knowing. I wanted to say something, but then I didn't want my throat to be the next thing he slipped. So the stuff falls out the man's pocket. The man catches it so swiftly and walks off. The guy reaches to get his phone, and it's not there. And I'm just watching. And then, like, my cousin told me, look away before they think you took it. I'm like, oh.
You should have said something. I would have not just stood there. I would have. If you go out doing the right thing, that's better than not.
There's not that many harami in Sudan for real. Well, there is, but you gotta be careful. It was a razor blade. It was like one of those, like, hitting your face. Okay, listen. Let me show you something. It's a very crowded place. Imagine, you know how you're inside of a car? Imagine being that close to somebody while standing up, but closer. That's how crowded it was. Yeah. No, the man would have just turned his head and my neck would be off. Let me stop.
And the man that he stole from is gonna be so pissed to the point where he's gonna knock him out like ASAP.
I wasn't risking my life, and I didn't know it was actually happening. I was like 14 at the time. I wanted to make it back home. Okay.
You sound like we're over here 30 years old.
Nowadays, I would have probably done something. Like, honestly, that man was 6'3". What was I? 5'6"? No, 5'5"? I don't know. I'm not telling them my actual height, but I am much taller than that.
Lead? Yeah, I remember when.
Don't hype him up. He's 5'3 on a good day.
Don't even hype up Ibram because that man's nose is 5'3".
Yo, we all went to.
Well, at least my nose is taller than you, though. So, I mean, like.
We all went to the same middle school, right?
I went to Hungry Creek for the last.
Hey, bro. How are you doing?
Dang it. We're going to have to bleep that.
No, I'm not going to bleep
it. Okay, what time is it right now? Let's just check on the recording and then we'll go back.
How many of them are there? How many of. Don't say the name again. I'm going to slap the shizzle.
There's only like three, and we said we're in Virginia, so there's only like four.
Don't remind them, bro. Like.
I mean, they already heard it in the thing. Like, what am I gonna do?
Probably forgot. Like,
it's not like it's a conversation.
Not only is our school
we did, guys. We all collectively moved away from that area. I'm being serious. We all moved from the area of that school.
These guys.
Swear. We're gonna have to bleep it twice now, Waleed. They know we're in Virginia, and Waleed, khalas, we're gonna. Listen. If y'all don't want to, I'll do it myself.
All right, we're moving on. I'm telling y'all the dilemma, so they will probably forget. Hopefully, guys, stop.
Let's bleep it out. If y'all come and try to kill, we don't even go to those schools anymore. We go to separate high schools.
As long as they come and be friends with us before they kill us, that's all that matters. As long as they follow our podcast, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah.
We don't really know how this man just gave away our address.
Yeah. What, you want to give them our individual addresses as well?
I will leak your social security right now.
You don't even know it. 3-6.
I do. I have it. That's not even it.
All right.
What topic?
Oh yeah. Hey, that's funny. Hold on. I have something real quick. She just turned 17 a couple of days ago. This is one of my friends from back in middle school. I just hit him up every couple of times, right? I had said hey like an hour ago just to see how they were doing, right? She tells me, "Dude, I have a fiance. Don't text. Thanks."
That's lit.
She's 17.
So? That's lit.
She's a junior.
That's lit.
No. What is this?
Want to get married young.
I mean, yeah, me too, but now I'm blocked and this is just a friend of mine. Like, what is wrong with people these days? I mean, she does live in Hickville. And when I say Hickville,
Well, I met this guy.
I'm talking about big country. It's not that's not an actual place. I'm just saying it's big redneck country. So it's the place where they say certain words a lot to certain people that don't like. Yeah, nah, it hurt.
Lot of slurs getting thrown around.
I'm free to just submit her number to a scam
All right, y'all ready for the dilemma?
Yes, please. I like dilemmas.
All right, so this one's called Your Best Friend's Wedding. All right,
Oh, I know this one.
this one's good. I like this one because it gets you thinking, you know what I'm saying? All right, so you're at your best friend's wedding just an hour before the ceremony is to start. Earlier that day, you came across definitive proof that your best friend's spouse-to-be is having an affair with the best man slash maid of honor, and you
I'm
text
gonna
them, "I'm gonna
expose.
slap the shiz out you if you cut me off one more time."
I love doing it because he gets so mad.
Holy shiz, man! Cause listen, the listeners will get pissed too. I can tell cause they're trying to listen to the whole thing. All right, I'm saying it again. If you cut me off one more time.
I'll mute myself.
There's a nice what?
See, I'm far from my computer, so if you mute me, I'm probably not gonna turn it on. I'm just gonna go to bed.
Okay. All right. Actually, let me say the whole thing so the
All right, go ahead.
people know. All right. So you're at your best friend's wedding just an hour before the ceremony is about to start. Earlier that day, you came across definitive proof that your best friend's spouse-to-be is having an affair with the best man slash maid of honor. And you catch them sneaking out of a room together, looking disheveled. If you tell your best friend about the affair, their day will be ruined, but you don't want them to marry a cheater. What do you do knowing that your best friend loves that person and wants to marry them?
I guess they're getting leaked. Oops, how did the cyanide pill fall in the cup?
Well, you have to tell him.
See, for me, that wouldn't be right. Because for me, if I'm gonna have my wedding, I wanna, because your wedding, your first wedding, well, it should be your first wedding. It's not gonna be awkward. Well, it's gonna be awkward, but listen, I want to spend my wedding having fun with somebody I know I truly can love, or that I truly love, right? I'm not gonna be standing there and then somebody the next day tells me, "Oh, they're cheating on you," just so you know, and I have proof. So I just had my one of the best days of my life, and turns out it was just
No,
fake.
but the wedding hasn't started.
Oh, the wedding hasn't started. Then I just tell them, I'm like, "Yo, that's cheat. That's a big cheat."
Well, like your friend loved that person. They're getting married to them.
So be
But they
it.
don't love them back though.
Exactly, like it's that's one of the worst feelings. Heartbreak is heartbreak, but loving somebody to the point of where you're gonna marry them, and then it turns out they don't love you at all, and like they will disrespect you on your wedding day like that.
Let's make it personal. Let's make it personal.
Okay, so.
And that best friend could hate you for a while.
So? It's a while. It's better than them living the rest of their lives.
If somebody who maybe the person you love is cheating on you, you're probably going to not like that.
6 months of them not talking to me versus a year of them being depressed.
Yeah, you'll be glad, but like you'll be still sad, like regardless of what happened. I don't know. I feel like you take the anger out on them.
Willie's built different.
You know what I do? I have definitive proof, right? I show my friend. And if it's one of y'all, like
how about this? How about this? How about this?
We're already gonna brainstorm.
Let's define definitive proof.
All right, it's like video footage.
We talking footage or what?
We're talking footage. Hey, yo. We're talking signed papers that an affair has been had. We're talking 15 witnesses. Don't worry about how they witnessed.
Are we talking about Islamic Sharia law?
Were they involved?
Hey, don't worry about that part, bro. Don't worry about that. No, but seriously. Low-key, if it was one of us, we'd just brainstorm ways to get back at them.
We really would. We'd, like, come on here, like, hey, guys, wife cheated.
If one of y'all told me about that, I'd make them stand next to me, like, when the vows are read. Holy shoot. And then reading out your vows, like you get like a whole poem about a cheater, but at the start, like the poem sounds really nice, like lovey-dovey, all that, right? Like you're in love with them and all that. And then in the end of the poem, it talks about how they cheated on you.
Yeah, we should all make backup vows just in case this happens.
That would low-key be funny. Or at the end, you say someone else's name. Like, I read out Sadiq's name in the end instead of hers.
And then you turn to Sadiq.
It's like, what's up, homie?
Bro, but like...
That's hard. It wouldn't be your best man because I don't think any of us would. It wouldn't be us, but depending on who it is, I wouldn't have my best man.
Yeah.
Actually, if you were fooled like that, then you don't even need to be.
Wait, question. Who is she cheating with?
Okay. Okay. Does that really matter?
It doesn't matter, but it makes it worse.
Yeah, it does. If it's like the homie.
If it's like, bro, she cheated on you with the pastor. Like, damn.
Oh, okay.
Darn. The pastor, the man who's married to Jesus.
Imagine she cheated on you with, like, the oh, dang. I know you don't want to use like a sheikh.
He's cheating on you with the reception.
The sheikh. If it was a sheikh, I'd be laughing so hard. And you got some sheikh? Astaghfirullah al-Azim.
Alright, we need to move on. Different. Alright, I got another one.
Hold on.
Oh, damn.
Okay,
right, we can just cut it.
From, we can keep going. Like,
yeah, we can cut it and make it two. You know what I'm saying, Ali?
Two episodes.
And then I'll offload the next one next time.
Like, hey, stupid idiots! We're gonna leave now. You should subscribe and all that if you haven't already. You should like it because it's cool.
Upload this one while we're recording the next one.
That's be vibing.
We're gonna end this one and then just start another one.
So the next video is gonna be. I mean, the next. Not, what is it? It's not a video. It's a podcast. I'm stupid. Oh yeah, we're gonna go play tomorrow. Oh, is the recording over?
Do not say where we're gonna play.
Oh, we live in the southern part of Virginia, just so y'all know. Like, we're like, we always be in NC, like, all the time.
All right, as south as you can get. Like, almost South Carolina, but it's north still. It's as north as it can be south.
We We live in Antarctica.
They just dissed us, man. Put the fire down. Put the fire down. This ain't no time for games. This ain't no time for games. They just dissed us.
You already ended.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Outros. Subscribe. Tell a friend.
Bye, children.
Tell a friend.
Just so you know, everything in this podcast was alleged. We didn't never do this. There's
everything in the podcast is very much.
It's all circumstantial evidence. Circumstantial. Nothing solid.
Solid, huh? I croissant.